This is Akashwani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. On the eve of the monsoon session, the government today convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annex. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended the meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India. However, after registering their protest, the opposition members attended the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Mr. Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
President Draupadi Murmu today embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. On the first leg of a visit, President Murmu will reach Moldova. This will be the first ever visit by an Indian president to Moldova. During her visit, the president will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, Maya Sandu. Ambassador to Moldova and Romania, Dr. Manoj Kumar Mohapatra, has said that President Draupadi Murmu's visit to the two countries will be historic. Talking to Prasar Bharati, Dr. Mohapatra said, India and Moldova enjoy warm and friendly relations and the visit would mark a significant and historical milestone and elevate bilateral ties to a broad-based partnership. He said Romania is a valuable partner in the European Union and with the conclusion of India-EU Free Trade Agreement, bilateral economic partnership would strengthen further in the coming years. Under the National Green Hydrogen Mission, 12 pilot projects have been sanctioned to deploy 70 hydrogen-powered heavy-duty vehicles supported by 16 hydrogen refueling stations. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, has said in a social media post that hydrogen is driving India's journey towards a cleaner and more sustainable transport future. He stated that these pilot projects are paving the way for zero-emission mobility across India's highways and urban transport corridors, covering multiple strategic routes across the country. The Delhi High Court today refused to intervene in activist Sonam Wangchuk's treatment at Safdarjung Hospital, saying the government's decision to move him from Jantar Mantar to the hospital could not be termed arbitrary. Justice Mini Pushkarna said no immediate order was needed to shift Wangchuk to a private facility while noting that doctors were monitoring his condition and had provided treatment with his consent. The court was hearing a plea by Wangchuk's wife, Gitanjali Angmo, seeking his transfer to a private hospital. The United States military launched airstrikes on Iran today, targeting the country's paramilitary Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in what it described as retaliation for the killing of American troops in Jordan. On the other hand, IRGC has said it has intercepted and shot down the United States' MQ-9 drone in Iran's Ahvaz. Commander of the Central Khatam al-Anbiya headquarters, Major General Ali Abdullahi, has warned that Iran's armed forces will give a devastating response to the US and for any act of aggression. Football's grandest stage is set for a blockbuster finale of the FIFA World Cup 2026 as defending champions Argentina take on Spain at New Jersey tonight. The match kicks off 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Argentina is one of the most successful teams in FIFA World Cup history, having won the title three times. Messi's team will be looking to become the first team to successfully defend the FIFA World Cup title after Brazil in 1958 and 1962. On the other hand, Spain will be aiming to lift their second FIFA World Cup trophy after 2010. In men's cricket, England have set a target of 388 runs for India in the series deciding third ODI at Lord's in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.